Texas America, the world. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When my technicians tell me that Dr. Adrian Krieg is on the line, we will get started in our conversation with him. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com, K-R-I-E-G-B-O-O-K-S, kriegbooks.com. He is the author of books about the history of the 20th century. His latest commentary is entitled Gold Up, Dollar Down. You can, if you go to kriegbooks.com, see all of his current commentaries of the last year, as well as a very extensive autobiography of this amazing man. And once again, I'd like to thank Mark Glenn of the American Free Press for putting me in touch with yet another great guest. In this case, it's Dr. Adrian Krieg. You know, folks, when we look at this whole business of resources out there, I keep coming into this whole business of a network system. Mark Glenn has one, Hesham Talawi has one, Michael Collins Piper has one. I have a far more extensive network of contacts for this show than I certainly did a year ago, or a little less than a year ago when I started, and that's largely due to the collective efforts of some very unselfish people. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press is first and foremost among those, along with Michael Collins Piper and Hesham Talawi. From time to time, I have profited from all three of these men in terms of their willingness to share ideas, articles, contacts, suggestions, to the extent that we've been able to accomplish anything at all on this show since last October, we have done so largely because of the generosity of these people, and I wish to thank all of them publicly at this point. We've been talking about a series of things today in relation to essays. We talked about Paul Craig Roberts' essay entitled Conservatism Isn't What It Used to Be. Of course, Ted Pike has his new post out there entitled The Anti-Defamation League Cannot Destroy Mearsheimer and Walt. Don't think that they won't try, however, folks. Bush setting up America for war with Iran. That is the Sunday UK Telegraph post that we looked at yesterday from 2 days ago. Here's one that I want to take a look at that I promised you we would look at yesterday. We're just now getting around to doing it. It's a very interesting essay by a guy named Paul Grubach. G-R-U-B-A-C-H, Paul Grubach. It's entitled The Holocaust Ideology, A Theological Threat to Christianity and Islam. Paul Grubach says, what is meant by the term Holocaust ideology? It encompasses these propositions. The Nazi government formulated a master plan to murder all the Jews of Europe. This master plan was primarily carried out with the use of homicidal gas chambers in 6 concentration camps in Poland, and with mobile gas vans on the Eastern Front. In addition, says Paul Grubach, planned forced starvation and mass shootings were also employed as instruments of mass murder. Finally, approximately 6 million Jews were slaughtered by the Nazis. Another of the standard claims of the entire package called the Holocaust is that Western Christendom created the climate of opinion that made the alleged mass murder of 6 million Jews possible. Accordingly, European Christianity, says Grubach, is to a large extent responsible for this horrendous massacre. Not only is this a major theme of standard works on the Holocaust, he says, such as Raoul Hilberg's The Destruction of the European Jews, but it has been a major theme of many Holocaust conferences in the past. For example, says Paul Grubach, this theme played a prominent role in the quote-unquote Remembering the Future conference at Oxford, England in July of 1988. Establishment Holocaust intellectuals never tire in pointing out that the Lutheran version of Christianity in Germany was a major force behind the virulent rise of anti-Semitism that, quote-unquote, led to the Holocaust. Martin Luther himself is accused of being one of the major figures in the pantheon of intellectual demons who conjured up anti-Semitic hatred in Germany. This is what Paul Grubach begins to unfold in his article, The Holocaust Ideology, A Theological Threat to Christianity and Islam. Dr. Adrian Krieg joins us when we return. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. That's K-R-I-E-G, kriegbooks.com. We've been taking a look at a couple of essays this morning, including Paul Craig Roberts' piece for Online Journal entitled Conservatism Isn't What It Used to Be. We looked very briefly at what Ted Pike has to say in regard to the Anti-Defamation League not being able to destroy Mearsheimer and Walt. Now, of course, we very, very briefly this morning looked at the introduction to Paul Grubach's very fine essay entitled The Holocaust Ideology, A Theological Threat to Christianity and Islam. Paul Grubach points out, of course, that establishment Holocaust intellectuals never tire in pointing out that Lutheran Christianity in Germany was a major force behind the rise of virulent anti-Semitism that, quote-unquote, led to the Holocaust. It may not be an accident that the Anti-Defamation League folks has started zeroing in on the participants in Mark Glenn's No More Wars for Israel conference out in Southern California, October the 12th through the 14th. And, of course, here I am as one of the participants and speakers. It has been duly noted by some of the figures in Holocaust Orthodoxy that I happen to be a German Lutheran pastor. I think you can see where they might be going with this. I would like to go on the record as saying this. I don't really care, and I don't care. I plan on bringing forth a very positive 30-minute presentation during my stay in Orange County, California next month that I hope all of you will enjoy, both those of you who will be able to attend the conference out there as well as those of you who will later hear it via some means of electronic transmission after the fact. But when we look at this whole thing, I'm reminded of something that I was reading about last night on Dr. Krieg's site. He has an essay, if you go into his archives, entitled Smoke and Mirrors in the Middle East. And I'd like to ask him this morning, to what extent do Holocaust orthodoxies play a role in the bringing together of an ideology of smoke and mirrors in the Middle East? Dr. Krieg, what is the connection there between what is called Holocaust orthodoxy on the one hand and what Israel has been able to accomplish in the Middle East on the other?
Well, it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, it's not only in the Middle East, it's worldwide. The fact of the matter is that these people are, if anything, the disciples of Dr. Goebbels. They are the consummate propagandists. If you look at the Israeli press, for instance, you find that it's so distorted in what they report that it's just literally unbelievable. I mean, it's so bad that even Jews in Israel are protesting the way that things are reported by them. For instance, when the Israeli IDF bulldozes some farms down, builds a wall so that a Palestinian farmer can't get to his orchards, and then steals his crops, matters like this are never reported. Eventually, in some very, very rare cases, due to the difficulty of doing this, these matters become come before the Israeli Supreme Court, who has frequently ruled against the Israeli government, saying that, listen, you simply can't do this, or you have to move this wall, or it's not right for you to bulldoze down people's houses. One of the things that's really people don't understand is that Israel is the only country in the entire world that practices state terrorism on a very wide basis. They assassinate people. They destroy mosques. They are the basic cause of all the turmoil. If we go back to the situation that existed prior to the last Intifada, we see that the Intifada was started about 4.5 weeks after Sharon, together with a couple of dozen thugs, entered the mosque of the Dome of the Rock. Now, there had been an absolute firm agreement between the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims that all religious buildings, churches, mosques, and synagogues were off limits, and that nobody would, you know, enter these by force or any other way. And Sharon simply violated that, went into the mosque with his thugs, desecrated the Muslim shrine, and then started to beat up people, these thugs that were with him. In the ensuing melee, about 3 or 4 of them were killed, and in the following 2 weeks, over 60 people were killed by the Israelis. And that's when the Intifada started. So it wasn't the Arabs who started the Intifada. It wasn't the Christians who started it. It was the Jews. There's no question about this.
Yes, and one of the things, Dr. Krieg, that I was reminded of when I was going through my notes pertaining to a recent interview that Hesham Talawi did with me on this show. And, of course, as you may know, he has his own show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and then he's on Current Issues TV. I think you would be an outstanding guest, by the way, for his online television show. But Dr. Talawi was making the point that, you know, when you look at 1947 and the UN partition, which stole Palestinian property to the tune of 51% for the Jews and 48% for the Palestinians. And then you look, so there you have a situation. The Palestinians lose 51% of what was theirs. They retain 48%. That 48% shrunk provably by the time of the Oslo Accords in 1993 to 22%. And according to Dr. Talawi, if we look now at these cantons and the big wall that was built and the ongoing settlements in Gaza and the West Bank that are a clear violation of international law, the percentage of Palestinian, if you want to even call it this, ownership of property has gone down to 9%, from 100% to 48% to 22% to realistically now only 9%, and yet they're supposedly the bad guys in all of this.
Well, you know, if there's one thing that the Zionists are clever at, it's manipulating the media. And, of course, they do this by virtue of the fact that they basically control the media in North America and control a large portion of it in Western Europe by fact of ownership. And if you look at how they twist the truth, it's just simply unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, it is. What do you make of the fact, and I have read much of the Mearsheimer-Walt book now that has caused you know, so much controversy now, this book by these professors from the University of Chicago and Harvard entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Now, the book says a lot of things we would agree with, and yet, as Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network points out, even Mearsheimer and Walt say that any suggestion that the Jews control the news media in this country is anti-Semitic. What are we to make of a remark?
That's absolute rubbish, isn't it?
Well, certainly,
I mean,
it
that's
is.
That's ridiculous. If you make a list of the 10 top media sources, let's take one. Let's take the New York Times. The owner, the editor-in-chief, the editor of the editorial pages, the advertising manager, they're all Jews.
Yes.
So, I mean, how can you say they don't control it? You know, it's just ludicrous. You know, of course, this is their way of denigrating anybody who comes out with the truth. I never say what these people say. I never say they control the media. What I say is, I'll give you a list of names, and you tell me what faction do they belong to. And if you produce a list of the ownership and management and editorial boards of NBC, CBS, ABC, PBS, and so on and so forth, and 90% of the names are Jewish, well, how can you say they don't control it?
Exactly. The qualitative and quantitative data is there, and I've pointed this out in terms of Matthias Chang's book, which is out there with the American Free Press. It's entitled Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill. And the thing that's striking to me when you look at these six major media consortiums that Matthias Chang analyzes in Malaysia, analyzes from Malaysia, and you look at the amount of Zionist influence and ownership that's involved, I find it interesting that some of these media outlets seem to cross-reference as well with certain American corporate industries, including the armaments industry.
Well, you know, I tell you what I find really fascinating. The media is, to me, very important because in order to sell my books, I have to advertise in the media. And when you look at the operations and management of these companies, you come to some really startling conclusions.
We'll take this up with Dr. Craig when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Take a look at the Debka file today, folks, at Debka, D-E-B-K-A, Debka.com. It is, of course, a site affiliated with the Israeli intelligence community. Debka file reports that Israel is enhancing its military intelligence capabilities versus Iran in its first double spacecraft liftoff with India this week. More evidence, along with other things that we've been looking at from a variety of news sources around the world, that they are pushing the envelope, of course, and wanting to provoke a conflict with Iran, a conflict that quite obviously they are hopeful will involve the United States as a proxy force for Israel in the ongoing expansion of Zionist territory in the Middle East at everyone else's expense and to the detriment of the rest of the world community. and with a lot of piled up bodies, which is certainly what we've seen since 1947. Wanted to ask Dr. Krieg another couple of questions, and then we'll take a caller. Dr. Krieg, I've been looking through your website, trying to read some of your articles that are posted there in the archive. I noticed that you have a book entitled The New American Newspeak Dictionary. Tell us a little bit about that dictionary, and I wonder if you'd define anti-Semitism in that dictionary, but go ahead.
Well, the dictionary, I was working on a book called Vale, which deals with the Illuminati and Illuminism and how Illuminism is a vehicle of parasites that I don't know how to they infiltrate other movements and then control societies through doing that. Anyway, I was doing this and I was working on another book called Money and another one. You know, I was working on about three books. And I came across the fact that there are just simply a lot of terms, you know, that are being used today that have really changed meanings. Homosexual to gay, a bum to homeless, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's there are just tons of these words.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I said, what the heck, you know, let me work and make a list for myself. And as this list kept growing and growing, finally I said, oh, I published this in a dictionary. It's got about 110 pages or so. I think it's 112 pages of words. And it explains what the words mean. And anti-Semitism, I don't have the book in front of me, but is an oxymoron. And it's an oxymoron because there is no such thing as anti-Semitism. The Semitic race or the Semitic subspecies of a race is a subspecies of the Caucasoid race, which are Caucasians. And the members of this subspecies called Semites are Arabs and Jews. So if you say you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-Arab and anti-Jew. It's stupid. It's an oxymoron. And essentially, that's what I say in the dictionary. The dictionary is really fun because a lot of the things I got rather humorous in some of them, and you know, as a matter of fact, I have about a half a dozen talk show hosts which when one of these words comes up, they look it up in the dictionary and they read it in the air, and everybody gets a laugh, you know. So,
well,
you know,
it's definitely you know, I'd love to see a copy sometime. I will try to get one ordered this week. But I would imagine when you look at the New American Newspeak Dictionary, it is a fascinating study in what we would see as the Orwellian use of language on the part of a news media that is in fact controlled by the very people that Mearsheimer and Walt say it isn't controlled by.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's an organization, I guess you would probably call it a foundation in England called the Tavistock Foundation. And this is a very fascinating outfit. It is the only site for a foundation that I've ever found that solicits no funds. They don't want any contributions. They got all the money in the world. They don't need money. They're funded by M15, M16, the CIA, NSA, who knows, everybody, every, you know, secret agency in the West gives them money. And these are the people who invent the words and phrases that I call newspeak. It's absolutely astounding what they do with language. They take well-established concepts related to words and they change them. And in order to understand this tool of propaganda, you have to understand that the way your brain works. When you say certain words, you do not relate the word as a word, but you relate it as a picture. If I say baby, you think in terms of a picture of a very small child. And by changing those things, you develop completely divergent views.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg, and we'll take a caller. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Mark Nantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking with Dr. Adrian Krieg today. You can find his website at KriegBooks.com, K-R-I-E-G, KriegBooks.com. Among the many, many interesting pieces of information that you will come across if you're looking at the articles and his autobiography and so forth is his book entitled The New American Newspeak Dictionary. I find that to be a fascinating title for what undoubtedly is an incredible work. I'm going to try and get a copy ordered here in the next week or so. The New American Newspeak Dictionary, and we've been talking with him in recent minutes about this whole business of language and the manipulation of language and the deliberate utilization of either false concepts in regard to the manipulation of language or using deliberately ambiguous definitions of what it is that we're talking about when it comes to corporate media. I wanted to get back to his thoughts before this last commercial break and then take a caller from Houston. Go ahead, Dr. Krieg.
Well, you know, what this whole language thing, you know, was developed in the, during the Second World War. Goebbels, who was the, I guess you would call him the Nazi media czar, became extremely effective in manipulating news to be favorable to Germany in Western Europe, thus very effectively influencing people's ideas and thoughts relating to news and what was taking place and so on and so forth. The Allies then set up this Tavistock Institute, and you know that this is what occurred. And in the dictionary, in the beginning, I say Newspeak 2005, that's when it was written, and it's called De Novo, means for nothing in Latin, a dictionary to set things right. Newspeak is the Orwellian process whereby numerous people can be induced to believe what is patently false. The process is expected to diminish thought, impede intelligent discourse, and stupefy the general population. It has demonstrated reasonable success in the past four decades. This dictionary is a whole new way to explore political incorrectness. Numerous of these words and phrases are the result of governmental think tanks like the Tavistock Institute of England. Some humor is included gratis. It contains some constructive plagiarism from Ambrose Bierce. And, of course, you know, Ambrose Bierce was the guy who wrote that extremely funny thing called The Devil's Dictionary.
I loved him in college, but go ahead.
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
So, you know, there are just loads and loads of words and issues that are in there, as some cross-referencing each other, you know. For instance, the second item is the Fifth Amendment, and it says the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution is what you give up if you sign an IRS tax return, you know, which is actually fact. If you sign an IRS tax return, you give up the, you know, go a little further, we have the word age. Nothing ages like yesterday's newspaper. So, and but then there are other ones which are quite on the issue we were talking about. American media moguls: S. Bloomberg, E. Brofman, B. Diller, M. Eisner, M. Frankel, L. Goldman, P. Rupert, R. Englers, V. Kaufman, G. Levine, R. Nesson, D. Newhouse, W. Parsley, M. Rubenstein, S. Redstone, S. Ross, Sulzberger, Stern, Shore, Santoff, Tisch. Do we need to go any further, or do you understand at this point?
Well, I should have Mearsheimer and Walt call in here from New York and to say, you know, this guy Krieg is an anti-Semite.
Yeah, because he gives you the actual names.
That's right. This guy deals with data and with facts. He's not dealing with the appropriate spin. And so part of our spin today is that he's an anti-Semite. I think I'm going to run into some of this in Southern California next month because I accepted Mark Lynn's invitation to be one of the speakers at the No More Wars for Israel conference.
Yeah, which is great. You know, I think that the way that you can beat these people is by you don't attack them openly. You don't say openly what they are or who they are. You just read their names.
Yes.
And let people draw their own conclusions. I mean, how can they argue with that?
That's right. I mean, that's exactly right. And I think understanding, and this really gets at the heart of some things that, of course, relate to this whole issue of language as you bring it to us this morning, Dr. Krieg. But I think about this whole business of understanding the enemy and understanding the nature of the way in which the enemy operates, or in other words, methodology. I found that a lot of people on the American right have understood neither of those things, and therefore their movement up to this point at least has been hijacked, and I think Paul Craig Roberts gets at that hint this morning in his essay for the online journal entitled conservatism isn't what it used to be. And throughout the essay, Roberts keeps making reference to Jewish neocons and the Israeli lobby. And, of course, from time to time, he's linked those groups to the so-called Christian right as well. And this is, I think, starting to get at the bottom of what really has happened to the American right in our lifetime. Go ahead.
It's very interesting because I lived in New York City in the Lower East Side for some time. And there's a section in the city, it's near Canal Street, it's called Rivington Street, and it was what you might refer to as the New York City ghetto of the 20s and 30s. It was almost completely Jewish, that whole section of the city. And the interesting thing is that the neocons, all of their parents, came from that section of the city, which was absolutely a hotbed of communism. You know, so you can see the leopards have attempted to change their spots, but they haven't changed them at all because they're still at the same thing. When we go into dictionary, I have an interesting thing here under C. It's called the Central Committee of 1935. 15 years after the creation of the Soviet states, all the leadership remains in the hands of the Zionists. And then I list about 40 or 50 of them, and then I say, and so forth. 56 men of the Central Committee were all atheist scientists. Three were married to Zionists, Stalin, Lobro, and Ozinski. And so the Central Committee, consisting of 56 men, had 53 Zionists and three Christians. How can you argue with that? I got the names.
Well, I tell you, Mark Glenn is constantly leading me to these guests who are both anti-Semites and conspiracy theorists for some reason. I'm going to have to get after him, you know, for bringing these guys.
It's
absolutely
terrible
stuff, isn't it? And I'm sure when I get out there to Southern California next month that I will be the latest butt of those jokes in terms of the fact that this really sinister German Lutheran pastor who obviously harbors all of these secret anti-Semitic instincts is going to be one of Mark Glenn's speakers at the No More Wars for Israel conference. And it gets into, again, what you, Dr. Krieg, have outlined for the rest of us in your dictionary, the fact that we are obviously dealing with a complete co-optation of the media and the educational establishment and the government, and that as a part of the methodology that these people use, the people who are really behind this takeover, as you've demonstrated it to us this morning, are intimately involved in what has to be the deliberate, dangerous, manipulative use of language through ambiguity and false definitions and repetition of false definitions and so forth and so on as a means of stupefying the public. Well, we have a caller from Houston, Dan in Houston. Go on, Dan, if you are there. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, terrific show as usual. There's a radio talk show here in Houston, which is really a profound going on. It's on Sunday night. It's called A Show of Faith. It has a rabbi and a priest and a Baptist minister, and they really hash out what you got because the rabbi keeps everybody from knowing the truth. But the rabbi was saying that I thought that the Catholics had a lot to do with Hitler being against the Jews, which probably isn't a bad thing, unfortunately. But he said that what the Nazis would do for Hitler's birthday is have 100 priests murdered. And then one of them was whether one is that's true or not. But I also have a question. Would you think the tribe of Judah, the 12 tribes of Israel, the tribe of Judah is what's called the Jews? Those are my two questions. And one more thing later if you have time.
Well, one of the things that people really don't know about modern Judaism is that over 80% of the Jews living in Israel are Ashkenazis. And they are not actually Jews. They were part of a kingdom in what is now Turkey, and they converted to Judaism when their king converted to it, and they are just all simply converted to it. They're not members of the original Jewish tribes at all, and they represent the bulk of what today, people who do them, they call themselves Jews. so, I mean, this is open knowledge that any Israeli will certainly tell you. That's the fact.
Yes, and this this gets into, I think, the material in Arthur Koestler's book, The 13th Tribe, which I've been making my way through in recent times, the very thing that you cite, Dr. Krieg, and I think it's also discussed by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock in his book, The Synagogue of Satan, that basically this conversion of the occupants of what was known as Khazaria this territory in Turkey and in parts of Turkey close to the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea, that this goes back only to the 9th century A.D., and that those folks, the so-called Khazars, had no racial connection to Abraham whatsoever.
That's a fact.
If I could say, too, that I got to talk to a guy, two people from Russia, from the city of Kiev, where you know, the enormous battles fought World War II, really decided the war, the biggest tank battle in the history of the world. And they said before Kiev was there, I mean, before Hitler was in World War II and all, Kiev, there was no Jews in the city of Kiev at all, none whatsoever. And the people of Kiev even hated their communist rulers, which they considered Jews, and wanted to help Hitler defeat them. And when the war is over today, there's not anybody but Jews living in the city of Kiev. I mean, Kiev is a gigantic city. I mean, it's huge. And now it's almost totally covered with probably by Jews. And so it's obvious that the people there are simply slaughtered. And Jews, the way they talk, just moved in and took over their shoes and socks, literally the furniture. I mean, it was just true today. Kiev is a city of Jews. But these two people I spoke to here in Houston who had escaped in World War II, one of them anyway, said that they were on Hitler's side. Even though they didn't even speak German. They were not Russian. They were Ukrainians, I think. And they supported Hitler because Hitler said he was protecting, he was simply standing up to oppose his enemies, which were the Jews, which he considered the same thing as communists, which I think is true, too.
But
populated by hundreds of thousands of Jews, and this was not that way before World War II. Are you aware of that is my question?
Yeah, prior to World War II, in the Kiev area, approximately 75% to 80% of the population were native Germans who had been induced, actually, to come to that part of what was at that time Russia by the Tsar, because the people who had previously lived there, which, an area which was quite sparsely populated, were not very educated and weren't coping so well. So the Tsar, knowing that Germany was very heavily populated, induced these people to move there, which they did, and were very successful. And then, of course, at the time, just prior to the war between the Soviets and the Germans, Operation Barbarossa was launched by Hitler just 2 weeks before the planned operation of Stalin to attack Germany. Actually, it was a counterattack, and the reason that the Russians did so terribly in that attack is because they were all set up for an offensive war instead of a defensive war, and then when the Germans attacked them first, they were just beaten to death, you know? Of course, there were a lot of people that were allied with the Germans that Americans simply don't know about. You know, Romania was a German ally. It was part of the Axis. Most of Belarus was allied to the Germans. What was at that time Czechoslovakia, was largely allied. The Falloons of Belgium were allied with the Nazis, you know. So you have to understand that what we learn today to be history is, for the most part, a fabrication of the victors of the war. It's not actually what took place. So, you know, and that's the situation. And how does this happen? It happens because, again, the media, principally, has been changed very drastically. In 1950, there were 3,000 independent newspapers in the United States. 3,000 independent. In other words, they were newspapers that had their own management, that ran themselves, and that were published newspapers. Newspaper circulation was about six times what it is today. And today, we have less than 300 independent newspapers. All the rest of them belong to conglomerates like Newhouse, the New York Times Syndicate, the LA Times Syndicate, and so forth. And the same thing is happening in radio. During Clinton's second term, Hillary was successful in forcing the president to institute something called the Communications Act of America. And with the passing of the Communications Act of America, over 1,000 independent radio stations disappeared. They were all bought out again by companies like Newhouse, huge conglomerates, New York Times Syndicate. And so what we have today is a very small selection of news availability compared to what we had in 1950.
And add to that list Salem Communications and their takeover of so-called Christian electronic media.
Exactly.
We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have been joined by Dr. Adrian Krieg today at KriegBooks.com, K-R-I-E-G-B-O-O-K-S, KriegBooks.com. He'll be with us again 1 week from today in the same time segment. In that segment, I'm hopeful that we will get to some of his views about Illuminism and also about trade and banking policy as well. Dr. Krieg, among other things, is the author of The Satori and the New Mandarins. He also, as we have discussed in this broadcast, has penned a most amazing work, I understand, entitled The New American Newspeak Dictionary. Dr. Krieg, just a couple of minutes before we're finished. Take it away, sir.
Okay. You had asked me for the definition of anti-Semitism.
Yes.
I have a gem for you. Is nothing but the agnostic attitude produced in the non-Jewish group. The Jewish group has thrived on oppression and an antagonism it has forever met in the world. The root cause of their use of enemies they create in order to keep solidarity. Albert Einstein, Colliers, November 26, 1938. There you got the definition.
There you have it. It reminds me of another definition. My old friend Dr. Harold O.J. Brown passed away recently. The current Chronicles magazine has a front cover story on Dr. Brown in the September 2007 edition. Aaron Wolf covers the life of Harold O.J. Brown on page 34 of that particular issue of Chronicles. And Wolf makes reference to a definition of authority. Dr. Brown talked about this in his last book, Sensate Culture. Brown was fond, according to Aaron Wolf, of citing Hannah Arendt, who said that, quote, power is the ability to force compliance with one's demands. Authority is the ability to command voluntary obedience, unquote. That's kind of an interesting idea, isn't it, Dr.
Yes,
Krieg?
It certainly is.
But, and what
books like this dictionary are very useful because it gives people an insight into what's actually going on, because the distortion through the false use of language of our way of thinking has been very, very dramatic since the 1940s. You know, the changes brought about by the purposeful change of the way we think is of paramount importance. People really have to understand that when you think about things, you think in the terms of pictures, not language. That's in the subconscious part of your mind. Subconsciously, if I say bishop, you think of a man dressed in a very fancy outfit with a mitre on his head. If I say baby, you think of a little smiling child. Now, the conception might differ with people. A black man would think of a black baby, a white man of white baby, and so on. But all of these things can be changed by calling a fag a gay. Gay is happy. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And this makes a dramatic change in the way people think.
Or when we use terms like David and Goliath to create certain pictures in our minds.
Exactly.
About the present reality in the Middle East that don't correspond to the truth at all. I wanted to thank Dr. Adrian Krieg for being on the show. You can find him at KriegBooks.com. He'll be with us again 1 week from today. He is the author of The Satori and the New Mandarins and the New American Dictionary, Newspeak Dictionary, New American Newspeak Dictionary. Go to KriegBooks.com, folks, for some incredible, incredible information and analysis. Dale Crowley will hook up with us tomorrow from Washington, D.C. in the show's last hour.